The government's decided to give unis a bit of a hand sorting out their free speech guidelines. A law will be passed forcing the unis to adopt a freedom of speech statement and then also banning them from taking any positions on issues unrelated to their core functions, like the war in Gaza, for example. With us now is former Victoria University Dean and New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow Michael Johnston. Hey, Michael.
Good morning.
Aren't they already legally supposed to do this because of the Education Act and the Bill of Rights?
Yes, they are. The Education and Training Act certainly makes very clear their obligations to provide a venue for academics and students to freely discuss ideas and challenge controversial ideas and so on. And the Human Rights Act guarantees freedom of speech. The problem is that if they don't uphold those obligations, then academics and students have very little recourse. They can go to court or perhaps the Human Rights Tribunal, but those are time-consuming exercises and onerous, and in the case of the courts, expensive. So they need a bit of help.
So how does this law change it? Does it give them recourse?
Well, one of the stipulations is that there needs to be a robust complaints procedure. So, yes, it really would help with that.
How do you feel about this? I mean, you, in an ideal world, you want them to sort of get to the point where they realise how important free speech is of their own accord,
yeah, well,
right?
Yeah, in an ideal world, for sure. And in fact, in the past, it's been a lot better. I've been around universities a very long time. My father was an academic, and I remember an environment that was very different to the current one. So the culture is the root problem in universities,
yeah.
And in particular, the culture in the university management.
Now, the problem is if you're forcing it on them rather than them voluntarily and through their own intelligence realising how important free speech is, then aren't they just going to find other ways to get around it and do what they want anyway, like citing health and safety?
Well, there's a risk of that for sure, and this is not a silver bullet to solve the cultural problem. But I do think that it's necessary, and hopefully it will shake them up enough to instigate a culture change. Now, that will take time. Cultures don't change overnight. And certainly I would say that the problems on campuses are in part a result of a political bias pretty strongly to the left. And there's a lack of viewpoint diversity amongst staff as a result of that.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing that requires quite a long process to change. But in the immediate term, I do think that universities need some help to recognise their existing obligations, as you've said.
It really is like putting training wheels on them, eh? Michael, thank you. Michael Johnston, former Victoria University Dean and New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow.